The three fired generals are SPLI of former Chief of Staff General Simon Gadwich, renowned fighter General Johnson Olong of the SPLIO's Sector 1 Command, and General Thomas Mabordoal of Sector 3 Command. Pork Both Baluang, spokesperson for First Vice President Riek Machar, says the decision to sack the generals was taken after a meeting of the SPLMIO leadership, attended by members of the party's political bureau and a military command council, which was chaired by Machar. Baluang says the meeting was called after an August 3rd declaration made by the SPLIO chief of staff and some party commanders in Upper Nile State. Baluang says the meeting resolved that the declaration made by the party's former chief of general staff, Gadwich, was illegal.
We believe that the military command did not make any political decision of the movement, but the political bureau or the National Liberation Council in the absence of the National Convention. This is part of the resolutions of the points that was made by the meeting of the political bureau plus the SPLIO Military Command Council yesterday in Juba.
Baluang says the declaration was intended to obstruct activities leading to the formation of unified forces, including the graduation and deployment of unified forces.
We'll be monitoring the moves of these three generals. I would like to assure that the situation is in control. The other two generals, Thomas Mabor and Johnson Holland, were relieved from their positions and replaced by another commander to lead our forces in the two sectors, which is Sector 1 and Sector 3.
Baluang says Machar is still in control of SPLIO forces in Upper Nile that we are being led by the three generals. A letter seen by South Sudan in Focus, dated August 3rd, indicates former SPLIO Chief of Staff General Simon Gadwich held a meeting in Manganese, Upper Nile State, with some party commanders and declared Machar's ouster, after which he declared himself the party's new leader and commander-in-chief of the SPLMIO. Unconfirmed videos and photos circulating on social media show Gadwich being chaired by senior military officers of the SPLMIO during the declaration. Hundreds of officers and some top military officers can be shown in the photos and videos attending the meeting. Policy analyst James Okuk says he is not surprised to hear about the split within the SPLMIO, calling it confirmation of a long overdue move and a defiance by the Gadwich group. Okuk also says the split highlights the growing frustration over the slow implementation of the peace agreement among the signatories to the peace deal.
The generals who are claiming to have replaced the chairman of IO, Dr. Riek Machar, have not been in good terms with him almost for 2 years now. And they have not even reported to Juba since the signing of the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement. And they have been appointed to the government and they declined the appointment. For example, Gerwig Dol was recently appointed as advisor for the security, but then he declined that position. Before General Johnson Olong was the nominee of the SPLMIO for the governor of Upper Nile, but he also declined to come to Juba.
Okuk says the split within SPLMIO would only weaken further implementation of the peace deal.
The SPLMIO is a strong partner in the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement. So if it become weak by a split within itself, it means they become a weak partner. And weak partner is not a good news to the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement. So already, both the general are weakening themselves and then they are weakening the political wing. So they will become a weak link in the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement. And this will give the IT Gono, which is led by the SPLM, an upper hand now.
This marks the second time SPLMIO members have attempted to oust Machar as leader of the party. In 2016, and then Vice President Taban Dengai failed to oust Machar as party leader following renewed conflict in Juba. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.